Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We had a story that popped up on our news feed earlier this week, and it's a conversation that we need to have. A lot of people have had the conversations about the talk.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about, have you had the talk with your kids? And it was always concerning, like, police, and it was concerned driving, and it was concerned sex.
Yeah,
and
birds
all
and
those
bees.
Talks and the birds and the bees. Well, this talk is a little different because there were two young ladies who were leaving. I think it's called Cherry's on Cherry's Bar and Grill in Fishhawk.
Yes.
And it was on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They're leaving, and they're both on their bikes. And some man, 37-year-old David Daniels, according to this news story, jumps out and grabs them and starts trying to take them with him, saying, "Hey, I'm going to supervise your walk home." And these girls get scared, and he's hitting one of them in the head, trying to grab one and grab him, take him with him.
Yeah, and a headlock.
And this is a full-on type of, like, broad daylight kind of a abduction type of situation. So the girls jump on their bikes, ride to a nearby church to try and get some sort of help. And there's a woman who notices that these kids feel kind of like out of sorts. And she's talking to them, and the man pulls up into the church parking lot as well and tries to convince the people that these are my daughters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're with me, and we just moved here. He's grabbing one and whispering in her ear, saying, "No, we wanted to come and see what you guys were doing at the church."
Ugh.
And the girl is, like, mouthing, "This is not my daddy. I don't know this
person."
She's
saying, "Help me, help me."
Right. And so the lady keeps him engaged while the other people are calling 911, saying, "Oh, okay, where'd you move from?" And kind of keeping him in a conversation so she could calm him down. He couldn't even answer
questions. I don't know where we moved from.
I don't know where we came from. Like, you know what I'm saying? So the sad part of it is, when I read the story, I was like, man, this is something that I haven't discussed with my kids. I feel like I've failed if I haven't had this discussion. I've had other ones, but this one might be as apropos. You got summertime hours. You got kids that are out here leaving theme parks and leaving places where the mall or the movies, where you're allowing them to have a little bit more freedom. Have you had the talk with your kids?
Yeah, even big stores.
Have you told them that, hey, if somebody jumps out at you, you know, you waste a lot of valuable time trying to talk to the person and explain I don't know who you are. They know they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So the advice that I've seen on all of the sites that I pulled up this morning is that the first thing you need to do is remind them that it's not okay. It's okay for them to be impolite,
mm-hmm.
for them to say no, you know, because they try and be respectful of an adult. But in this case, no, you get loud and you get loud and get low.
Yep, yeah. You get scared.
Get loud, drop down to the ground,
yes.
Scream or run or do whatever you got to do, but make yourself known that this is not okay and that somebody's going to hear it around.
Get somebody's attention.
Cause a big scene.
Yeah,
like, yeah, nothing shy. Mm-hmm.
And big salute to the lady who was fast thinking enough to help these kids distract the guy. And she went on to say, "I don't want any recognition for this. I don't want to be a hero. I just did what I hope anybody would do for my own kids."
Right. And so now we got to do our part. So when you are sitting with your kids, maybe this weekend, maybe sometime tonight at dinner, say, "You know what? We never really discussed what happens if somebody run up on you and you don't recognize them, or they don't have our family's code word or something like that." Because a lot of parents out there have established a word with their kids. So, you know, should somebody have to show up, they're going to know this is family.
Yeah, and it's just one of many talks, like you were talking about, that actually it's uncomfortable for a lot of people to have with their kids, but is so important. I think about this all the time, even playing in front of my house sometimes. Like, God forbid I turn around and then somebody just pulls up and you see it on the news. They snatch your kids.
There's a recent study that indicates 84% of thwarted abductions involve the kid doing something proactive, trying to escape,
right.
Such as walking, running, yelling, kicking, pulling away, attracting as much attention as possible, otherwise resisting and not sitting there trying to explain to the abductor that I'm the wrong kid,
mm-hmm.
because that's wasted time. And kids who have been taught to be respectful to their adults and who've taught to not tell an adult no,
mm-hmm.
you need to reiterate to these kids, hey, you can be impolite, you can be nasty, you can say no, you can do all the things that we tell you not to do,
yeah.
to adults if somebody's trying to grab you.
Hurt you, take
yeah,
you.
I mean, this man is from Brandon, they're accusing of this.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there's two children out there there on a Sunday just trying to go get dinner.
We got a text out the 863. It says, thank you for talking about this. I've had every talk in the book with my kids, but somehow forgot this one.
Right.
You don't think about it. Right. You don't think. It's almost like, like you say, like life insurance. People don't like to talk about life insurance because it implies the negative side. It implies mortality and death. Same way with this. You don't want to talk to your kids about it and get them scared. But you could look at this news story and say, hey, kids, here's somebody who helped these kids, but let me tell you what to do in this situation.
Yeah, they were kind of proactive about it, trying to get others' attention, especially going to a church, if you're on your bike, anywhere, just to stop off trying to get some help.
And this is local, too. This ain't one of them things that's just like, hey, this happens in all those harsh cities. Nah, this is Brandon,
here.
Yeah. Riverview
right
area.
In a neighborhood that, the parents felt comfortable enough letting their two 12-year-olds
go off on the bike by themselves.
And we talk about that because, I mean, you got a 12-year-old with power in numbers. You know, my daughter's the other day, we went to the Hard Rock to shoot something and I forgot my phone inside. And they were like, Daddy, I'll go get it for you. And I just stayed in the car, in the carport little driveway, and they ran inside. And I'm thinking, I just sent a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old run. And they knew exactly where to go and it was close. But I was kind of nervous because I'm like, we are kind of like daring with our kids because we feel like in numbers, nobody's gonna abduct two of my kids.
Right.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden,
in essence, this guy tried to swoop up two children like it ain't nothing.
Yes.
So the crazier is getting bold right now. They're getting bold and we need to get as bold with what we prepare them for.
And, as being a citizen, a neighbor, seeing something that you just didn't feel like looks right. Like I have a bad feeling about this. And then the lady, it's almost like she went to investigate and dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
And her suspicions were confirmed. Yeah,
absolutely. Out of the 941, it says, stay rude, stay weird, stay alive.
Love it. Yeah.
Somebody else out of the 813 says, we have a code word for anyone picking up our kids. If they don't know the word, then get away and get away fast.
That's great advice. I haven't had this conversation with my daughter yet. And we're really good friends with a couple of police officers. And every time I see them, they're a couple, they always remind me like, hey, do this because this is a real thing that happens all the time. And a lot of it, you don't even find out in the news.
This is important. Let's see. Somebody said, I'm 40 years old and my parents always told me to scream fire.
Mm-hmm.
Just start screaming the word fire because people will notice.
Especially if they hear a child, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Growing up, we had the practice of stranger danger in school. We should remind them that. But this wasn't even in school. That's the thing. You summer. You got kids running down the street to the popsicle truck.
Yes.
You don't know. You don't know who's going to be out there that has ill intentions for them. So have the conversation. Do yourself a favor because trust me, I'm sitting here looking at it like I probably need to sit down and talk to them about it too.
Yeah.
And I didn't, and so I'm a fail in there so we can all come up together.
And if you've ever stumbled down that rabbit hole and watched videos of how this happens, it happens in the blink of an eye.
Yes, it does.
It's so quick. This was he had him in a headlock and was doing all that, but there's some that is a split second.
Right.
And whispering in her ear the answers for the lady. She said in the story, he was whispering, we're not from here. We just wanted to come and see if we could help with the church.
A psychopath.
And the girl is like, we're not from here. She's repeating it to the guy. And it's like, if you have that talk with your kids, they know that what he's telling you is not true. Scream out.
Yeah.
Scream out. This ain't my daddy. This ain't him.
And sometimes not keeping to yourself and kind of, investigating a little bit goes a long way.
This woman
helps save these children's lives.
All right, be about it, all right? We talking about Bay Area show, talking about Bay Area things.
Right.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.